So I've just walked around a corner to do an interview with Pink and Lily, but she's not in today. She is a teacher, so she's off and about here, there and everywhere. I've nipped into this awesome little, I can't even explain it. When I was a kid, when I was about 17, 18, buying, what was it called? I had all this like raver gear and me feelers and everything else. And it sort of has that vibe when you come through this door. I'm an example. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
I want you to tell me about Neil. I want Neil to tell me about example. I want to get that sort of vibe as to what Hotley brings.
Okay, about Neil. I don't exist.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so the shop then.
Yeah, it's an existentialist shop. It's a new breed of shop. It's a prototypical micro business.
Nice.
It incubates a lot of up-and-coming artists to the point they're ready for the world. That can be from 14 through to, you know, 40-something. Doesn't really matter on their age. It matters about the imagination of the artist.
So you're cultivating creative startups through intelligence and the art that you put out.
I'm putting it through live and direct without the filter.
Nice.
Anti-control freak by nature, which doesn't mean I don't control my things. It just means that I just don't like being controlled. So any artist relevant to this unit, anything that gravitates towards it, will be allowed to evolve in its own fashion, and that could be different speeds, different parameters on that. Retail is dead. The high streets are finished. The sweatshops are desperate now. Even the sweatshops can't make money, which is saying something. Mm. So the shop is from high tech to low tech. We use Macs to design, but we use inks to create. So we get our hands dirty. But keeping your mind focused in this business is very, very difficult. There's so many things to do. It's constant A to Z of issues, plans, ideas, and what I do is I try to coordinate it in a form which you could perhaps describe as organized chaos.
Okay.
Makes it difficult some days and it makes it magical other days. And the equation is that if you want to create something that is off the scale with the imagination, imaginative and special, you have to look for different fields. They don't exist in the mainstream. So anything that's, I wouldn't say anti-mainstream, but it's there as a sort of juxtaposition to help you equate what you're seeing on a day-to-day basis with something that I would, obviously I'm biased in this field, but I think it's better to see something that's come out of criteria based on, as hippie as I'm going to sound, is based on love of what you do, rather than based on sort of greed, assimilation of other people's work, and pirating those ideas for commercial ends. Mm. So here it's like taking the power back to the individual, expressing that as positively as possible. My criterias are in the retail zone. The two things that this place will never sell is drugs and alcohol.
No.
Everything else, whether it's male, female, child, it's relevant in terms of how you express, and I'm talking about everything from music to general art pieces and wearable garments.
So Hockley Village, the village, it's going to have a bit of an upturn soon, isn't it? It's coming.
It's brick by brick. I mean this is a sort of a paving stone on the road back to where it traditionally was about 20 years ago, which was, you know, Nottingham Soho. The village, yeah, Hockley Village, I imagine in 2 to 3 years' time people won't even say Hockley anymore. They'll just say, are you going to go to the village? And that means friendly, places where you know people, places where you can trust people, places where you can be friendly and drop your guard. You know, in the urban environments, it's very tough. It breeds an urban species, a person which isn't a true human being. It's a sort of byproduct of the environment. The environment tend to sort of put on a defence mechanism, i.e. their sort of body armour, their metaphysical body armour, even if it's just an attitude, a way you have to be. In terms of the where I fit into this is many, many years since I was very sort of young of appreciating people that went against the grain. The whole area, it's very traditional. It's very straightforward because it's Nottingham. I mean, Nottingham people generally, I find, down to earth. So less pretentious than maybe some cities. And the whole raison d'etre for this is to turn it into something that is European, international, global, and ultimately outer national, because the national borders get in the way.
Neil, thank you.
Pleasure.